it's going to be hard to see everything that you want to see this year, I think, at the fair.
That's fair director Jessica Edwards. She's the leading force behind the four-day event, which brings people from around the region and state to Haines.
I really feel like I have a smile on my face the whole 4 days of the fair, just doing the work that I'm doing. You know, it's a busy time, but it's just really joyful to see people having fun.
The fun includes a few new events. One of them is sure to increase the fair's cuteness factor.
And we have a lot of excitement around this. It's called the Dinky Doggy Derby.
The Dinky Doggy Derby. It's a race for dogs 30 pounds or under.
We have seen people training out there in Ravens Arena. So, taking it pretty seriously.
There's also a most lovable dog contest. Humans can compete too, in everything from the Fisherman's Rodeo to the Strong Man and Woman Contest, a new addition this year. On Monday, Jack Smith Jr. and Sr. were setting up for the logging show. One important piece, a new log for the log rolling contest.
So it rolls this year since it didn't roll very good last year. It sat on the ground here for years, and the pond got a little bit bigger last year. Well, and it sat there, it got waterlogged on one side, so it didn't want to go in a circle.
Smith says the sedentary log took some of the drama out of the lumberjack competition last year. Fair staff and volunteers are making other improvements as well. The carousel went through a thorough refurbishment. The main stage sound system is getting an upgrade. Edwards thinks that will make a big difference for dozens of musicians. The Eric Krasno Band is one of this year's fair headliners. Krasno will be on the main stage Friday night. Saturday's central headliner is Delhi to Dublin.
I feel like we're going to get a lot of people's happy music place over the weekend with those two.
Other headliners include Trampled by Turtles lead singer Dave Simonette, New Sound Underground, and John Wayne and the Pain. Edwards says the fair is also incorporating more rap acts like Henry Osborne.
You know, Home Skillet was a big Sitka festival that focused on rap and hip-hop music, and they closed last year. There was no more Home Skillet. So we feel like we need to also bring that genre in for people who appreciate it.
Headliners perform Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. But there will be music and other kinds of entertainment throughout each day, including a talent show, breakdancing troupe, and wearable art show. Edwards says wearable art is one of the few craft exhibits in which entries are actually increasing. And then there's the food.
Lots of food this year. We'll have a whole food court area is springing up over by the park stage. So we'll have also new this year a wine garden over there where you can get glasses of wine and in actual glasses.
Near the wine garden, you'll find fried cheese curds and fish and chips. On the other side of the fairgrounds at the main food court, fan favorites like samosas and corn on the cob will be back. As for the weather forecast, Edwards says all they can do is hope this cold, rainy summer gives way to sunshine for Haines' biggest event of the year. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.